Okay, I think we have quorum. Ken, are you already recording? Yes.
Yep.
Okay, let's call the meeting to order. It is 6:01. I think we will begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. So if you have a flag near you, use that. And Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of
The United States of America,
the
to the Republic for which it stands,
one
one
nation,
nation
indivisible.
under God,
Under God, indivisible, with
and
liberty
justice
and justice
for
for all.
all. Okay, apologies for having to do this remote, everyone. There was a power outage at the school. So we are pretending we're back in COVID days. I think we have a relatively light agenda this evening. In August, we'll do more on things that pertain to the next school year, a deeper dive into the code of conduct, discipline, looking at goals for the year and things like that. For this meeting, I think it's relatively straightforward. So thank you for joining us. Hope everyone's having a great summer. Let's go to public comments. Val, I have not seen any. Did you receive any?
I have not. Thanks, Erin.
Okay. Let's pause maybe for 10 seconds. If anyone on the line did not reach out yet and has a public comment, please feel free to unmute and do so now. Okay. Okay, let's move into the standard order of business. So I think we have a number of reports. If you have a written report that we're sharing on the screen, please don't read it word for word. It just kind of share on the screen, share the highlights, and touch on what is what's really critical and important. And we'll talk through it and ask questions from there. I think first up, Ken, you shared the meeting minutes.
Yep. So I'd like to move that we approve the minutes for the June 26 meeting as presented. I didn't get any
Second.
corrections. Thank you.
Joel seconds. Any comments or questions? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any against or abstentions? Okay. Thanks, Ken. And I think that ends your meeting minute and you hand it over to Joel. So thank you for doing that for a very long time.
Not a problem.
Appreciate it. Okay, Leah, so over to you for the head of school report.
All right. Hello, everybody. Good evening. Short head of schools report today. Four major goals that we're looking at: project updates and approvals, summer planning, hiring, staffing for 2024, and the beginning of the year activities, culture focus. So very quickly here, I'm going to make this a little bit larger. Goal one is we're continuing the process for the permitting of the fields, and it's moving forward. Tomorrow, there's an on-site storm mitigation meeting that's set with the Newcastle County Stormwater and SCG Fields. And based on that, the site work can begin in the current athletic field area. Other permitting is still progressing, and we're anticipating a mid to late fall opening for the fields. Contingency field options to begin the season have been secured at a premier location, so that we can make sure that our students have the best possible resources. Car line modifications are being developed with SCG Fields to mitigate any potential issues as we progress toward the fall semester. For goal number two, planning and scheduling obviously is well on its way to do that. Classrooms are being painted, floors are being waxed. We have a new weight room that's under construction with locker rooms. We also have, we're in the last phases of our elevator project. The school's adding some new spaces in Building 20, some new classrooms. We're enhancing the learning experience in there. Programming has been updated in planning for incorporating immersion into seventh grade. I can't even believe we're saying that. Seventh grade is almost complete. We're also finalizing plans for our drop-off and pickup routes with contingency versions that incorporate various timelines and construction projects that will continue. So as we, you know, go through the process and see where we are in the plans, obviously the car lines and all that will adjust accordingly. And we probably won't have a finalized version of that till really close to the beginning of the school year. That will be accurate to what the needs are of the school. Professional development for the beginning of the year has already been finalized. We have some new sessions that we're excited about, and we're adding more opportunities to build culture across programs, which is going to be pretty cool. Because that's the feedback that was given to us, is to make sure that we have more opportunities across the buildings for staff to have get-togethers, just like we did at the end of the year celebration. In terms of staffing and hiring updates, there are still several positions available. Some of them have to do with expansion and internal moves, some promotions, some retirees, some resignations and non-renewals. The high school assistant principal, Amanda Lady, welcome aboard. She's accepted and she began her role. And then the Greek program instructional coach has been filled. It was an internal promotion, and that is, I believe that's Kiri Akula, who's doing that role. The 6-12 instructional coach is filled, and that's a person that has a STEM background that will be doing that. The SPED instructional coach is filled as well, and that person brings years of experience as well. And we have brought on 3 Greek educators from Greece and 1 from the ministry thus far. The fellowship, the Philotimo fellowship program that we've been talking about, will be in its finalized stages around the end of April, just in time for the beginning of the school year. And the Leaders Building Leaders program details are being finalized to begin school year 2025. So the Leaders Building Leaders is an opportunity for people that are kind of in that in-between stage of being in the classroom and wanting to take on some administrative duties, being given special projects to do under the advisement of a small group of administrative leaders, including myself, so that we can build internal capacity so they can apply for some of the administrative roles that come moving forward, and they can successfully, find success in their interview process and potential future roles. Handbook revisions are being reviewed by legal for submission to the board for approval. And then from the culture focus point of view, there's 2 main components over here. The first one is that the planning for the gala is in full swing. The team has secured a facility and the date is September 27th. We're currently soliciting sponsors. The theme has been secured, and the committees are working towards the logistics. The fundraising pieces will launch next week with sponsorship opportunities available to all of our partners. So please look for sponsorship opportunities in the coming days. A big addition to the culture of the school for this year, specifically in our high school, which is something that we've been wanting to do for quite some time, and we finally built the capacity to be able to do it, is that the high school will be offering a beginning of the year life experience trip for all incoming freshmen. It's a retreat that will help establish the culture of the high school, highlight our values, and provide rich opportunities for the students to engage with each other, build solid relationships, and for them to identify allies in their teachers and staff, as well as building relationships with senior student leaders who will be camp counselors there. It's part of a concerted effort to make sure all of our students feel welcome and understand what it means to be an Odyssey Owl when they enter our high school. I will be hosting a few sessions myself over there and participating with the students, so I'm pretty excited to be with them. It's, I believe, August 26th to 28th is the dates, and more information is coming. We look forward to setting up our students for the most successful year possible. And those are my updates.
Thank you. Couple questions. So you mentioned related to the field project, it'll be ready in the late fall, and there's a premier location for the interim. Where is that location?
Chase Fieldhouse.
Oh, that is indeed a premier location. That's great. And then on hiring, and I'll pause and let others ask questions too, but on hiring, sounds like we've made a lot of progress. How are we tracking? You know, last year we ended up with a lot of long-term subs. How are we tracking this year versus last year, both in kind of general hiring, but then specifically in student services and the spec ed program?
Do you want me to answer that?
I don't know who's on. Oh, yeah.
It's DeMeo.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. You can answer it.
Sorry, I was multitasking. It was shower time. So we have actually, we're in better shape than we've been since I've started. As we've expanded with new positions, we've been able to get better talent in. So we are planning, we're still interviewing. We have about 5 positions open, K-12. We are still interviewing, and we hope to start the year fully staffed.
And that's fully staffed with permanent roles, not with long-term subs?
Correct, yeah. The goal always is permanent staff. I think the biggest thing with student services is if we don't fill a position, we need someone who is certified in special education. Yeah. And I think that was one of the big things. But we've been working really hard this summer trying to bring in good talent and teachers who are ready to be an Odyssey family member.
Awesome. Other questions?
Along those same lines of staffing, have we collected any information on the teachers who decided not to return and done any exit interviews or surveys or things like that?
Yes, it's part of the standard protocol every time, and that information is available through our HR.
I think we should do, we were talking a little bit about things to talk about next meeting. And so Bridget, I'll send around a note to the board members and get like a list of what we want to touch on. But it feels like that's a good sort of thematically good to understand as we're heading into the next, both what the kind of themes were and how we're positioning next year as well. So it'd be great to talk about that at the next meeting. Other questions or comments?
Yeah, you spoke of student services staffing. How are we with regular teaching staff, K through 12?
And non-teaching staff.
Or was that inclusive?
Well, we had our biggest concern from last year was making sure that we have the special educators in place at the beginning of the school year. So we're happy to hear that that's happening. I believe there's still at least 40 vacancies across the entire district. Coming out of a total of about 120 when we started. So we're about 2/3 of the way there, which is trending significantly higher than we were last year at this time. And we're processing pretty quickly. I think there are 78 current offers extended, and I think 68 were already accepted, something okay. Like that.
What was our retention rate coming out of this past? So if we had 120 open positions, what percentages do we retain? I assume some of those are net new positions and some are replacements.
Yeah, and I don't have that information in front of me yet. I don't even think it's been compiled yet. So it's typically pretty good, but it's different for the different departments. So you've got a lot of bus hiring, you've got new aides added. That's across the whole district and across all levels, food service, custodial, all of those things. So I just don't have that information yet.
Okay. Do you know if, because I know teachers every year are sent like an intent to return survey. Do you know if that information is, I guess, as accurate as where we are right now? Like, is it working, that sort of like, I guess, collection of information?
The numbers that we typically get from the intent to return survey don't always exactly mirror what happens, because things happen in the middle of the summer that are quite different than what would happen when people are ending the year. So we always have our July and August surprises that from people that do sign intent to return forms and then decide that they're either not going to return or that they're moving to a different state or a different locale or whatever the case may be. So it isn't entirely the most accurate, which is why we don't always look at that and just assume that, you know, everything's peachy, because usually those intent to return surveys are very, very high. And that stands to reason, because most people would not admit that they're going to leave their job if they haven't secured another job first. So when we're reviewing the data to make decisions about how aggressive we're hiring, we don't look at these things from the lens of, let me wait and see and react. We actually post positions that we can cast a larger net, and then we will fine tune based on some of the data that it's coming in throughout the summer. So for example, if we know we have to hire, I don't know, 5 ELA teachers, let's say, or we won't just post 5 positions. We'll just say ELA positions available and start bringing people in. And that process starts very early in the year. It didn't start, for example, right now. That starts in March, moving forward as we try to do the recruiting process. So we've gotten a lot better at doing that, which has allowed for us to be able to recruit more candidates than we typically have.
I think it'd be helpful in August to get kind of a holistic report of what we saw, because I hear what you're saying, the intent to return isn't perfect. It makes a lot of sense, but how are we tracking, maybe even just going back 2 years? I know COVID probably skewed some of the data a little bit, but what did we see in that in those survey results? What did we see in the actual retention versus non-retention percentages? What were the themes and commonalities among people who didn't return? And how are we tracking timing wise, not just for the spec ed pieces, because I think there were some long-term subs in the traditional education program as well. And I think as much as possible, we'd like to have full-time people. So we can go through offline like details there, but I think it'd be helpful for the board to get that overview at the next meeting.
We can definitely do that. I mean, this is not, it's not something that we don't already do. So it's not new. We're always looking at that data. Our teacher retention rate hovers around 90%. I can tell you that.
Good.
It's very strong.
That's great.
But we are also expanding, and we are expanding in many ways, not just in student enrollment, just in the way that we serve students, and more support roles and adapting to the current needs of students, right? And they are ever changing. So a lot of that has a lot to do with the way that we're going and how we do that. But this is data that we are consistently tracking.
Got it. Other comments or questions?
Noel is telling me that we have a hand raised. Mr. Zudi, did you have a public comment you wanted to make?
Yes, I just had a question and a confirmation. When it comes to substitute teachers, are they supposed to teach that class, or are they supposed just to keep the class on the ground, babysitting more? How is that supposed to work? And then I'll give my comment. Let me understand that first.
So, well, Aaron, since I opened this can of worms, I'll have to field this one. So public comments are normally just comments, and we don't, it's not a Q&A period.
Okay, then.
But historically, a substitute, there's two kinds. There's a long-term substitute who would teach a class. If we have no one for history, we'll get a substitute to teach history for a quarter, a semester, whatever. And then there's the short-term substitutes, because the history teacher's out that day. So they would fill in with a fill-in curriculum, but a long-term substitute, which is what we want to get away from, has a full curriculum that they're working with.
Okay, sounds good. So I'll just give my comment then in that case, and then I'll shut up. But the comment that I heard for my kids is, teachers are there, and they could do either way as you described it. But I hear them were using cuss words, and that I was very disappointed to hear of that. And also some of them talk about their own personal stories in the classroom. And I think that should be kept at the house. And at the same time, I don't want to hear cuss words from teachers, especially. And this is not the regular teacher. This is the substitute teachers, and mainly the short-term substitute. That's my understanding. So just want to give you that comment. That's, I was pretty disappointed to hear that at the level of the high standard that we have at Odyssey.
Yeah, absolutely. And your kids are in high school, if I remember correctly, right?
Correct.
If you want to take a few minutes tomorrow and shoot Ashley Lipson an email with some particulars, she can probably do better getting back to you about the specifics.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Aaron, sorry for hijacking. My apologies.
No worries. Okay, so if there are no other questions, I think we are good to move on to the Greek program report. Is Dr. Ioana here?
I'll just speak on her behalf. She sent us some information earlier today. She's in Greece.
Okay.
On PTO, so.
Understood.
Oops. Give me one moment here, because my screen just shifted again. She said, the main update for the Greek program is that we've been working on outreach projects in Greece. K to 12 and with colleges, and have reviewed and selected new resources and materials for the teachers and the students. And she will be happy to answer more questions on that when she gets back. And I also mentioned already that, you know, we are in the final stages of working out the master schedule for seventh grade immersion as well.
Okay, thank you for that. Let's move to Jeff, the monthly financial report, rounding out the last one of the year.
Good evening, everyone, members of the Odyssey board and community. Yes, we are going to talk about the June monthly web report, which is the final version of this for the fiscal year. So we're looking at June 30 of 2024. Final budgeted revenues to date, as discussed in the last meeting, are $49.2 million. Revenues collected to date are $49.1 million, or 99.8% of the budget. Revenues received during June were cyclical as expected, including some final loads of federal funds. On the expenditure side, the preliminary budget expenditures are $42.1 million, which includes a contingency, and expenses to date were $41.7 million, representing 99.21% of the budget. We talked a little bit about most things at last month, as we were pretty much through June there. And Elias provided a pretty good capital projects update. I'll just get in a little bit more depth. So a revised exploratory plan was approved by the county with a smaller turf footprint after the stormwater adjustment. The final erosion and sediment control plan has been approved by the county. And as Elias mentioned, with the meeting tomorrow on site with the county, final approval there will green light site work to begin on the field itself. We also have, as mentioned, solidified the contingency plans for athletic programming. On the Building 27 project, we are utilizing the contractor GGA, who's done some construction project work with other charters to help us put together a more formal budget for our investors and for the philanthropic organizations that we are working with to support the project this fall. So we're hoping to find some more information from him, well, from that contractor, and with our architects on some potential renderings that we could use to supplement those philanthropic asks. High school elevator project in its final stage. Delaware Elevator is completing the track and car install, and the water bottle filling station installations are taking place over the next few weeks with the state grant water filtration funds. Any questions?
This is all roughly as expected, right, Jeff?
Yeah, for the most part. Like I said, last month, our capital draw that was initially projected to be in June is going to cross fiscal years into July. You know, that we were over on a couple of items that we were kind of, as we got through May and June, we're projecting to. And that's pretty much, we landed where we thought we would.
Questions, comments?
Nope. I move we accept the July monthly web report as presented.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Extensions. Okay. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay. That moves us to committee reports. Did the CBOC meet? Anything to report back there?
No, they're still on hiatus until September.
Until September. Okay. Got it. We have a number of committees. We should clean up the agenda. We have a number of committees that sort of sit on the agenda. I'm just going to list them off. And then if there are any reports, please speak up. So we have DEI, Greek program, finance, fundraising and development, accountability, safety and security, strategic planning. Any reports from any of those committees? Okay, is anyone on from the PTO to report out there? Okay, takes us to good of the school. Any items? Jeff, go ahead.
Can I add one quick good of the school? So today, I failed to mention the capital project update. The urban farm has been successfully transferred. It was wild to watch the barn that was built inside the courtyard be moved outside of the courtyard by literally an inch. But they shout out to our landscaper, John Perrone. He'll never see this ever, but he did an amazing job sort of coordinating that project with Miss Tracy, who obviously does a ton for the urban farm program. And I know the goats have successfully mowed parts of the garden grass as they're being transferred to their new location. Fencing's going up tomorrow in the new location, and the playground reconstruction can then begin in the courtyard area. So lots happening on campus today.
Well, a successful urban farm move with the goats helping seems like a win for a Wednesday. Anything else anyone has for go to the school? Okay, I don't think we have any executive items tonight. Does anyone know of any? I've surveyed several of you and we don't have any. So, okay. Motion to adjourn. Be the shortest meeting ever.
I move we adjourn.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we will see you in August for a more substantive meeting, but have a wonderful summer, everyone. And thanks to the Odyssey team for joining and giving us these updates. Appreciate it.
Yep, thanks.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Good night, everyone.